you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'm telling you, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's nice and sunny around here. A little humid, though. I'm not really into that humidity action, but what are you going to do? It just is what it is, right? Oh, no, it's global warming. The sky is falling. We all need to hide. Give up everything and go into a green ghetto, and then everything will be wonderful, right? Anyway, I took my dogs down to the river this morning. Schuylkill River, for any of you who were wondering what river am I referring to, I'm outside of Philadelphia. Schuylkill empties into the Delaware River. So I went down to the Schuylkill River, and there's a little dam right where I go with the dogs. They can't access the river, but the water flows too quickly in this particular location. But I was drinking a cup of coffee, and they're kind of wandering around, and I noticed this. Somebody had left some stuff on one of the rocks. They had left this little, a piece of board that you'd use to write on if you had no desk. And they left a Bible, a little notebook that they had obviously been writing notes to themselves. And I thought, man, this is kind of wild. And I was thinking, because this was early, about 7:30 this morning, and everything was, of course, all damp. So I was thinking, wow, I wonder if, somebody kind of decided to bail out and maybe jump, even though the dam is not that high. However, if you understand how forceful nature really is, and if you get sucked into one of those dams, no matter how strong you are, it's going to pull you back under. You're going to end up going 6 feet under permanently. I can tell you, for example, I remember years ago, I used to date someone who was into kayaking, and we'd go down whitewater rivers, and I would go down on an inner tube, and he would go down in his kayak. And I remember him telling me, if you ever get stuck in one of these little waterfalls, he said, you need to make your body flat and you will just float out of it. Don't fight against it because you're going to end up not winning. He said, so just make your body flat and rigid and you'll eventually float out of it. So anyway, I was going down the river and I got stuck in what they called was a little waterfall. It was maybe no more than, hip height. And I was, of course, in very good shape. I was in my 20s. I was, young, athletic. And I got stuck in this what they called, he called it a hydraulic anyway, and I kept getting sucked back under and sucked back under. And no matter what I did to try to right myself, because I wasn't thinking, I was panicking a little, because, when you feel like you're going to drown, you do panic. So I was trying to right myself and stand up, and I kept getting sucked by the power of the water going over this falls, and I couldn't stand. Once I finally got out of it, and what I did what he said to do, just relax your body, make it stiff, and you're going to float right out of it. And, of course, he was right, but I'm telling you, trying to fight against the force of that water rushing over that little dam, that little hydraulic, was amazing, very, very difficult to do. So, when I was there this morning and I thought, I wonder, I wouldn't leave a Bible behind. Well, I would not leave any book behind, obviously, not intentionally anyway. And I thought, man, this is kind of wild. I wonder if I'm going to hear later today about someone, a body they found floating down the river or something. So, I don't know. I just thought, well, I'll just leave it there. Maybe somebody forgot it and they're going to come back and then they're going to be, disappointed if somebody walked off with their personal effects. So I thought, well, I'm just going to leave it there. And so I'm hoping I don't hear about some poor soul who tried to, decided to pull the plug and bail out. Because I do know, honestly, no matter how dark and sorrowful and gloomy and hopeless things may seem at points in time throughout the course of one's life, it's always truly darkest before the dawn. It really is. I know that sounds like an old trite cliche, but it really is the truth. If people who kill themselves could only see that no matter what they are feeling, the sadness that envelops them at that moment in time, if they could only see that it is only temporary. As night follows day, it will change. It always does. It is inevitable. The only thing that we can guarantee in life is that it will change. That's the guarantee. Everything will change sooner or later. But so I'm hoping that I didn't see the effects of someone who tried to bail out and they just forgot him and will come back and hope that somebody didn't take their personal effects. So I'm hoping that's the case. We'll see. That remains to be seen. But anyway, so when I got home, I've been busy. I have dogs, and I'm telling you, they bring in more dirt than Heinz has pickles. I can't take it. They are just like bringers of the dirt. I wish they'd bring money from the backyard, but they don't. They just bring dirt. And I am telling you, you can wash the floor, and a half an hour later, there's mud and crap all over it from them going in and out and in and out and in and out. But anyway, I love them madly, so that's okay. I can live with a little dog dirt. I'd rather have them than no. I'd rather have little dog dirt than not have them, so what the hell. But I got to tell you, my one dog, neither of these dogs are really food finders at all. I mean, if there's a crumb or something somewhere, neither of them will notice it. You can put the plate in front of their nose, and then they turn away. They don't really want to lick it. And I had a dog. I used to call him Eddie Chibetti. His name was Orphy, but I have several names for my dogs. But I used to call this one. He was such a character. I was just crazy about Orphy. And I am telling you, he had a nose for food and anything else, crap, garbage, whatever it was, that dog could sniff it out at 100 paces. He was a sniffer. But none of the dogs I have now can find their way out of a paper bag when it comes to that crap. I'll tell you, it's amazing how some dogs' nose just drives them towards food and crumbs and stuff, and other dogs, they just are oblivious. Really is kind of amazing, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful, though? Nature makes us all different. Isn't it great? I think it's great. How dull and boring it would be if we were all the same. I knew someone years ago who used to tell me if everyone liked chocolate ice cream, there wouldn't be enough to go around. So I always think of that. I think of him, someone I knew many, many years ago. I always think about that. I really do, and I say that, and I have over the last, I don't know, 35 years, I guess it's been since I've known this individual. I always think about that, because it really is really is true, isn't it? It's wonderful to be different, isn't it? I think that's just a wonderful thing. I don't want everybody to be the same. I like, you know, the lively personalities and the studious personalities and the intellectual personalities, and even once in a while throwing a moron, and that's okay too, you know, though I don't like to overdose on stupidity too much. After a while that gets to be old, I gotta tell you. I don't suffer fools gladly. But anyway, you know, I believe God makes everybody, so you know, he makes us all different so that we wouldn't be bored. Because what the hell would life be like if we were all the same, huh? Of course, that's what they're trying to do, though, isn't it, with this whole equalization, this whole social justice stuff that they're hustling people? I actually gave a presentation last week at a facility up in the Pocono Mountains, and someone there had asked me if I'd be interested in speaking on social justice at one of the universities in Pennsylvania. So I am actually deciding whether or not that's something I want to do. I probably will do it because I can tell you the message that I would relay to the college kids about social justice is entirely different than what they've heard from K, pre-K through 12 and now in their so-called collegiate years. I can tell you that much. What they hear out of my mouth wouldn't be any of the hustle that they've been hustled by. So I don't know. It remains to be seen whether or not I will decide to do that or whether or not even the university will really want me to come and speak. Because, you know, they really don't like to have too many people coming to give ideas to the kids because they don't want anything to get into the way of their hustle. So we don't want the truth to interfere with the hustle. Not at all. So now, speaking of hustles, I was reading something the other day that I don't know how many of you remember the bit, but the U.S. House of Representatives ended its 200-year-old PAGE program, I don't know, a few months ago, I guess, August, I guess it was. They decided to get rid of that. And so now what has been implemented instead, unbeknownst to most of us, unless you bother to look at the Environmental Justice Listserv site, that the EPA he has created what it calls an Environmental Justice Echo Ambassador Program. Wouldn't that be good? That's going to be a good thing. We'll talk about the criteria for that when we come back. My name is Maggie Rodd, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I will be back in, I don't know, 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACB and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 888-320-6151. You know, I'm struggling here because I don't have my glasses on to look at the computer screen where the phone number is written. And I'm thinking, what the hell is that number? I can't see it, so I'm squinting, which is really moronic. I should write it down in front of me. But then, since I'm a procrastinator, and it wouldn't be as much fun if I could read it so easily, would it now? 888-320-6151 is the number. So anyway, back to this wonderful EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, announcement that they are going to have an Environmental Justice Echo Ambassador Program. Oh, boy, can't you just imagine it? And guess what one of the requirements is for this program, which is going to cost $6,000 a piece? The requirements outlined in the EPA's stated desire to recruit and hire at taxpayer expense only those college students who are ideologically in line with the Obama administration's radical environmental policies. So do you get it? So the only ones who are going to be able to get this paid internship are students who believe they're bull. Now, anybody else, well, they're going to be discriminated against based on their ideology or policy viewpoint. Now, isn't that wonderful? And that just typifies the American dream now, doesn't it? Isn't that your idea of equal justice? Or is that the kind of crap that goes on with social justice, huh? Like George Orwell's Animal Farm, where some animals are more equal than others, and it was the pigs who decided they were more equal than others, so they got more food, they did little work. And they, because they thought, well, we're just smarter than the other animals, we have to give them directions, because without us, how, pray tell, would they ever survive on their own? So because of our intellectual capabilities that they so sorely lack, well, we need to have a little bit more than them. So do you remember an Animal Farm where it was like the rules that they had put down when they first overthrew the farmers and they took the farm, the animals? Well, all animals were equal, they said, and no animal shall sleep in a bed. And then, of course, it was changed to, well, no animal shall sleep in a bed with sheets on it. Do you remember that stuff? See how it kind of slither and it slides and it morphs into something else. See, because social justice is not equal justice. So here these college kids, well, gee, if you don't buy the whole global warming mantra, the whole sky is falling, Chicken Little, if we don't stop living and breathing, everyone will die mantra, well, you're not going to get to be a paid internship at the Environmental Justice Eco Ambassador Program. So that's just another waste of our tax dollars, but they are so adept at doing that. And of course, if the point is to collapse the economy, which of course it is, one of the ways to do that is just to continue to do these kind of wasteful spending things. Because they're so good at helping to achieve the objective. And I just realized I cut my finger, which is not a good thing. I don't even know what the hell I cut it on. But anyway, I've had my hands in a lot of water and Clorox and stuff this morning, which is why I probably couldn't feel that I had cut it when I did. But anyway, I'll survive. It's not a massive gash or anything like that. So now, my John called me today, has to work today. So he called me up and he was telling me about an article he had read in the USA Today talking about tips on urinary health was the name of the article, he said. And these were three of the tips in this article on urinary health. You ready? The first tip is to get educated. The second tip is spread the news. The third tip is to be vocal. Now, I said, well, did you read the whole article? Did they tell you anything like, well, you should drink a lot of water and cranberry juice is alkaline and it helps to, or it's acidic rather, and it helps to keep the urinary tract, the bladder and urine alkaline so that you avoid or acidic. I can't remember which it is, one or the other. Either way, I got it twisted around. But the point is that if you drink cranberry juice, it helps to maintain the right alkaline or acidic basis so that you don't get urinary tract infections. I said, did it throw anything like that in? Or were the tips on urinary health to one of them was to get educated instead of specifying in the article what would be some of the things one would do, you know? So I'm going to bet, now I don't know, I didn't look it up, so I could be wrong, but I'm going to bet it probably the tips were just these three things and nothing else. But hey, you know. So I'm not disappointed about this, but the Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper has said that they're going to just be an online newspaper starting, I don't know, in a month or two, I guess. You're not going to be able to buy them to read them. It's just going to be online or via Kindle or, you know, those kinds of high-tech devices. So I personally don't think it's a loss at all, because most of the crap in there is just hustle I mean, very rarely do you ever see anything. Once in a while you do, but not too often. You see anything that isn't based on bull. All manipulation, none of it is, of course, designed to report facts. It's designed to manipulate you, to get you to go in a predetermined direction. So, now, I was reading something when I was down at the river this morning, and of course I want to talk about this because this is related to property rights, which, of course, one of the goals of this whole UN Agenda 21, sustainable development stuff that I always talk about, is that they want to get you off your property. See, property is unjust, and they have to have control of your property to be able to enact their agenda and advance their agenda. And so they do it by a variety of ways. And one of those ways that they do it is by offering landowners conservation easements. And so, of course, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, they're going to be able to keep that land in the family. And, you know, they might be getting some tax credits for it, or they'll get a tax write-off, which, of course, they think, you know, they'd be able to sell those to, you know, tax credits to sell, to offer to others, to generate cash. And so a lot of people have fallen for, and a lot of people continue to fall for this. Oh, well, you know, if I get a conservation easement and they buy that easement, and so I get the money and then the land will be able to remain open, and oh, won't it be wonderful? Because, you know, they tell you we're running out of open space, right? And when I give my presentation on UN Agenda 21, I tell people, listen, when you look out the window when you're in a plane, what do you see when you look down? Now, if you're flying from here to the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast to West Coast, or anywhere in between, when you look out the window, what do you see? Now, if you go from, say, Philadelphia to Florida, when you look out the window, what do you see? Well, what do you see? What you see is open space. And you see open space from the East Coast to the West Coast and from the North to the South. You see it everywhere in between because most of the country is open space. We're not running out of open space. What we're running out of is freedom and liberty. That's what we're running out of. But they hustle people. Only about 6% of the landmass actually is occupied in this nation. The rest is open. Did you know that? How many of you listening know that? Most of it's 4% open space, kids. One big lie, it's a big hustle. But if you don't stop to think as they're hustling you, you're going to believe the whole aren't. Because it's easy to believe it because they scare you. Anyway, on that note, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Meg Cotton. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. Saudi women will have the right to vote for the first time when nationwide local elections are held in 2015. King Abdullah announced that he's giving women the right to vote and cast ballots starting in 2015. He also says women will be appointed to the Shura Council, which he selects. Officials in Libya say gunmen loyal to Muammar Gaddafi crossed into the country from Algeria and attacked revolutionary forces in a town near the border yesterday. Six people were killed in the incident. The cross-border attack shows loyalist forces have managed to escape Libya, regroup, and collect arms. Pakistan's army chief is convening a special meeting of senior commanders today following U.S. allegations that the military spy agency helped militants attack American targets in Afghanistan. Senior Pakistani officials have lashed out against the allegations. This is IRN USA Radio News.
News reports say that the price of gas in the U.S. may go up to $4 or more a gallon by summer. That's pretty scary news for the family budget. But when you consider that many parents in third world countries don't even know what they're going to feed their children tomorrow, it takes on a different perspective. Now there's a way to help solve both problems. Get on your computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you could start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. You will feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Some go to usagoodness.com to earn extra money. Others have made it a full-time income. You've always wanted to do something good with your life. Now, you could earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children at the same time. If you need extra money or want to replace your job with your own home business, go to usagoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. That's 800-301-6177.
Hey, it's Popeye from FederalJack.com. Don't miss my show, Down the Rabbit Hole, Wednesday and Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I always have podcasts of my show up on my website under the tab entitled Podcast. I've got a ton of information on my website that I link to. I have on the main page, for those of you who haven't bothered to go there and take a look, I have a list of recommended websites of people that I've had on my show who have a ton of information. So please go there. It covers all kinds of different facets of UN Agenda 21. So please take a look. It's really critical that you get up to speed with this. I say this all the time, but you got to get into the game because you've got two choices. You're going to be free or you're going to be a slave. Okay, it's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. So you make up your mind which you want to be. It's entirely up to you. I personally don't buy into that whole slave action stuff. So that's not going to work too well for me. Now, some people might enjoy that, but it's not my trip, okay? So for me, that's not what trips my trigger, so to speak. So I got to do something about it. Now, anyway, back to what I was talking about before we went to break. I was talking about conservation easements. So a lot of people get sucked into that. In fact, in Colorado, there were hundreds of landowners who used an easement plan, which was sanctioned by both the state and federal governments. And now they're being threatened with losing everything they own. See, once the state of Colorado had figured out how much revenue they would lose because of these easements, these land trusts, they found a way to back out of the deal. And then, of course, when the state of Colorado backed out after they had sucked all of these different landowners into signing off on these conservation easements, because, of course, they give them tax credits or they tell them they'll get a tax write-off and they'll still get to live on the land. Once the state realized how much money they were going to lose, well, they backed out. And then the IRS said they were no longer going to allow all of the tax deductions that they had given to the landowners, and they were also going to disallow all the tax credits that were sold on these conservation easements. So what ended up happening is, of course, now these landowners who thought they had these done deals, now they found out that taxes and penalties and fines were being assessed by the IRS were amounting to more than what the value of the land actually was. Plus, the people who bought the tax credits from the landowners are suing to recover their losses. Oh, isn't this a wonderful deal? Now, with title of to the land so clouded with conservation easements, it really does make your land worthless. You may get something up front, tax credit, tax write-off, but it really does make your land worthless. I mean, if you want to sell it, these easements run with the land. And what that means is these easements go on in perpetuity. And that whatever you agree to in this easement is what it is you are mandated to comply with. And whoever or whomever you sell the land to is also mandated to comply with what is stipulated in these easements. So whatever that may be, say you're a landowner and you're a farmer and you think, your kids aren't going to farm, and so you're going to do one of these conservation easements deals. And then, say, 5 years down the road, one of your kids decides, well, they want to farm. Well, they're not going to let you use that land for farming because they have rights, you know, these conservation easement holders. Well, they have rights, you know, and they're all these different land groups like the Nature Conservancy or the Sierra Club or the World Wildlife Fund. Or you name it, they're out to get these conservation easements in place so that they will eventually, by hook or crook, drive you off the land. So here you are, one of these Colorado landowners. Now the title to the land so clouded, no individual bank will buy or individual will buy it. No bank's going to loan you any money on it. And it has no economic value to anyone except the government or the environmental group who hold the easement. So what's going to happen now that you have taxes, penalties, and fines assessed by the IRS because the deal you cut with the state of Colorado is no longer a valid deal in your SOL, and so all those things you relied on, the tax write-offs and the tax credits, well, they are in history, so now you got to pay those taxes and the penalties that go along with not having paid your taxes on time and the fines they also assess. And so what ends up happening is the IRS is either going to take the land or it'll sell it at auction to satisfy the tax debt. And it says, by law, the title holder cannot have a conservation easement on his own land. Therefore, should the easement holder also gain title to the land, the easement automatically goes away. In the end, the landowners will have lost everything, and the easement holder will have gained clear, unencumbered title to this very valuable property. How do you like that, huh? So, these easements, which dictate what you can or cannot do on your land, and then what happens as well is lots of times is you'll find that, you wanted to put something on your land, not even a permanent structure. You can't put any permanent structures on. But you can't put, say, for example, soil. You can't put any soil on the land. So say you had, 10 acres and you sold off a conservation easement on 9 of the 10 acres. And then you decide you wanted to, plant a garden or something. Plant some flowers maybe. Well, you can't put any soil on there. You can't do anything that they claim would be activities or uses that would be detrimental to drainage, flood control, water conservation, erosion control, soil conservation, or fish and wildlife habitat conservation. And you can't have any activities or uses detrimental to the structural integrity or physical appearance of any portions of the property having historical, archaeological, or cultural significance. So I wonder who's defining what cultural significance is and what archaeological significance might be, huh? They find an arrowhead on it? Maybe they don't, but they just take one out of their backpack and plant it on there. What do you think, huh? They do those kinds of things, you know. All around the country, I hear stories about different people where, they're finding some endangered kind of bug or something. Or there's a plant on your land. Or there's a bird flying a few blocks away, so you're not going to be able to develop your property that you bought 20 years ago and thought you'd retire on down in Florida. And they're going to say, no, you can't do that. There's a bird in the neighborhood. You can't put a house on your property. That bird might want to sit somewhere on that property. anyway, don't fall for these conservation hustles, okay? These conservation easement hustles, and they're out there. So are transfer of development rights, which is another hustle. And what transfer of development rights are, say you want to, you've got 10 acres. Say you decided you want to put some houses on it, make a few bucks off that acreage you've had sitting there. Well, the town or the county is going to say, well, we're not going to let you develop there. But if you and you have, say you have 10 acres somewhere else as well, they'll say, well, you give us those 10 acres and then we'll allow you to develop this 10 acres. And we'll take the other 10 acres and we'll keep that as open space. And it will not be allowed to develop in perpetuity. Because the goal is to make all of these kinds of deals and these arrangements so that they can slowly manipulate you. Just like a school of fish, they're going to slowly manipulate you and direct you into the direction they want you to go. And the direction they want you to go in is off your land. So they're going to sell you these deals where you think you're going to get tax write-offs or tax credits. And then you turn around and find out not too long after you made that deal that the state's going to say, nah, sorry, Charlie, we don't like that deal. It doesn't work to our advantage, so you're SOL. Or what you're going to find is some of these environmental groups, because they are so benevolent, you know, they really are so concerned with the animals, that they're going to say, if you took a conservation easement deal, and they're going to say, oh, gee, we don't like the way that you're treating that land where the conservation easement is. So they can decide that, oh, they may want to sue you because they're not happy with what's happening. And, of course, it's all going to be at your expense or your heirs' expense, regardless of what is happening. You have to foot the bill for everything that happens on the conservation easement, whether you did anything to it or whether someone else came along and did something to it. Doesn't matter. You're still responsible. It's not a good deal at all. So you got to avoid those like the plague. And for those of you listening who live out in rural areas, it's not just rural areas where they do these kinds of things. It happens in suburbia, too. It's not just rural areas. So don't be duped into thinking, well, I don't live in a rural area. I live in a big city, you know, or I live in a suburb, so they aren't doing those kinds of things here. Yes, they are. It's all manipulation. They're good at manipulation. They are master hustlers. But we're smarter than them, so we're going to beat these pricks at their own game. It's only a matter of time. I'll be right back. This is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And Jimmy, who operates Orion Talk Radio, he added these new bumper music tunes for me. I kind of like some of them, I really do, especially this one. I always like music that kind of gets you moving, you know, and that's a good tune. Actually, so I think I'd rather listen to that than hear myself talk for the next couple of minutes. But since I am a talk radio host and my job is to talk, I guess we're going to have to listen to me. I have to listen to me, and those of you listening will have to listen to me, and we can't listen to music, but oh, well, it is what it is. You know what? That's what they got music stations for, right? If you want to hear music, you listen to them. So, I was talking about the EPA before and their little thing they're going to do, this ambassador thing at $6,000 a pop for students who believe in their crap about global warming. Well, now the EPA, for all of you who have some lung ailments, specifically asthma, where you need to utilize those inhalers that help you get the medicine into your lungs when you're having an asthma attack, well, they're going to be banning those inhalers because, you know, that chlorofluorocarbons, they claim, well, that's not good for the environment. So God forbid that you should survive an asthma attack after using one of the inhalers that uses a chlorofluorocarbon device to use that as the technology to disperse the medicine throughout your lungs. God, you can't have that, right? So it's okay if we kill off a few of these asthma sufferers because, boy, you know, that ice age they were talking about in the 70s, or, geez, no, it wasn't an ice age after all. They were wrong. And then in the 80s when they got talking about that hole in the ozone layer and, oh, no, boy, we had to get rid of all of the, you know, they wanted to get rid of Freon and you had to get rid of all your spray deodorants and spray hairspray and all of that stuff because, God forbid, you know, we're just creating a hole in the ozone layer. Well, gee, and then now we have the global warming. No, it was, wait, it was global cooling. No, wait, that's not right. That doesn't encapsulate the whole lie. So now we got the climate change action going on. And so now all of you asthma sufferers out there, well, it's just too bad that you suffer and that this chlorofluorocarbons that they use right now is the basis for the injecting the medicine into your lungs. Well, oh well, if you have an asthma attack and the replacement doesn't work as effectively and, well, hey, you just end up stopping breathing, well, you're just going to have to bite the bullet, I guess. That's all. You're just going to have to, hey, take one for the gipper, right? That's all. That's all. You're just polluting the atmosphere. So, everybody out there who has asthma or knows someone who does, what do you think about that, kids? I've taken care of patients who have asthma and come in status asthmaticus and they can't breathe, and it's not a fun thing. So it's a real shame that we wouldn't be able to give them medicine that we have and give it in the most efficient, reliable fashion so that we could alleviate their suffering and their difficulty breathing so that, they might live, isn't it? In fact, you know, one of the other things that's supposed to be very good at helping people who suffer with asthma? Raw milk. Only our government says that you have no right. Where in the hell did I just read this the other day? In fact, I was going to save it, and I didn't to talk about it. But some judge said somewhere that you have no right, if you own a cow, you have no right to be able to think that you'd be entitled to drink the milk that comes from that cow. Now, how do you like those apples, huh? But actually, raw milk is supposed to have a lot of really healing properties in them. And one of them happens to be very beneficial for asthma sufferers. In fact, the asthma is alleviated because of the raw milk. Isn't that an amazing thing? Of course, they're not going to tell you that on the 6 o'clock news, are they? Because they don't want you drinking raw milk, do they? No, they don't. You want to know why? Because there's a lot of good stuff in it. And so if your goal is to decrease the world's population by, say, 80 to 85%, which is their goal in this United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development hustle, well, what do? You do these kinds of things, don't you? You remove chlorofluorocarbons from inhalers, and you ban them so that the delivery device won't be as effective. And, hey, if a few people die in the process, well, that's okay. We're saving the environment, right? That's right. Or you don't allow DDT to be sprayed in Africa to alleviate the suffering and the millions of people who die because of malaria, which is a preventable disease because DDT kills the mosquitoes who are the carriers of malaria. But we don't want that, do we? No, we can't have that, can we? No, we don't want human beings to survive and to have a better quality of life. No, because we really want to kill them off, because we want to rule the world. We want the world to be our little playpen. So you don't allow people to drink raw milk. You don't allow them to decide for themselves what it is they want to do. No. Nope, you don't give them those options because, you know, they know better than you. They're these elitists. They're much smarter than you. And if you argue with them, well, then you're just a racist. Or you're a hater. You're a hater and you're a racist. That's all. And they're smart. So when you talk to them about, well, they want to decrease the world's population, you say, well, if that's how you feel, why don't you go first? Oh, no. Well, I got to hang around because I know better than you. So I can't go because who would give directions then to the rest of the people if I weren't here, right? See, that's their ideology. That's their thinking. See, they really think they know better than you. And they don't. They don't at all. And then they use emotion. They use the race hustle. They use that whole hustle. They use the whole social justice hustle. They've been using the hustle of slavery now for decades, haven't they? They use that one. That's always a good one, too, to get people all riled up. Barack Obama says to the black people, put on your marching shoes. You want to know what has been the greatest impediment to black prosperity in this nation, for those of you listening, and I've only got a couple more minutes before the fat lady sings on this deal today. The greatest impediment to black prosperity in this nation has been the Democrats and their social justice programs. You can look at Johnson's Great Society and see the result of that. Now, what's that, about 50 years ago? So it's been in existence for about 50 years. And so here we are 50 years later from 1965 and Johnson's Great Society. And prior to the enactment of President Johnson's Great Society program, well, let's see, most of the kids in the black community were born to two parents, a mother and father, who were married. Today, 70% of them are born out of wedlock. And what is the greatest indicator of poverty? To be born to a single mother. There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Hello. But we don't want the facts to get into the way of the hustle, okay? Because the hustle works real well. And, hey, 50% of the Hispanic kids are born out of wedlock as well. No daddy around. You want to know what would do some black kids some good? Have daddy in the picture. Hello, daddy. Come on home, daddy. And in the white community, about 30% of the kids are born out of wedlock. So I can tell you statistically, fact, the greatest indicator of poverty will be a lack of a father in the family. Single motherhood. The dream of all the bra burners and the women's lib movement in the 60s. Oh, boy, you don't need a man. What do you need a family for? Forget the family. Come on, baby. You come a long way, baby. There you go. Rock and roll, mama. Working out real well, isn't it? All those wonderful hustles that they hustled you on. Look at how well it's working out today, huh? It isn't. But we don't want to let the cat out of the bag and tell anybody it's not working. We're going to keep it up. Keep going with it. Kids can't add one and one and get two. Oh, well, let's throw more money at it. That's the problem. We need more teachers. No, the problem isn't the money. The problem is the curriculum. Because the curriculum is deliberately designed to dumb kids down. They don't want you to know anything. Because once you know something, you're going to say, wait a second, what are you pricks trying to do to me? I'm not going along with that. So they don't want you to know anything. They want you to be sheep. Dumb, dumb, dummies. And they are succeeding, too. They really are. It's just an amazing thing when you look around, you see the number of nitwits out there. And they don't even know they're nitwits. They have no idea. And so for, in a lot of instances, you really can't blame people. But then again, you know, we are all masters of our own fate, in a sense, aren't we? Really. I mean, the outcome for our lives is entirely dependent upon choices that we make. Now, we all make good ones and we all make lousy ones. I am certainly an example of that. But if you are hustling people with social justice, the best thing to do is to play the race card. Just like Billy, or Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They are race baiters extraordinaire. Anyway, everybody, listen, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can hear me Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network. So listen in. Take care, everybody. Better days are coming. Chin up. And I'll be back tomorrow on RBN. Take care.